pasuk is talking about two types of trumas. Echad truma gedolah, v'echad truma smaiser. And there's a hekesh both of them together. Kishen shet truma gedolah, just like the first truma. Nitelus boimit. Over machshava, you don't have to have the exact amount. You take off 1/50th with the rabbanim, but it's just a round figure of 1/50th. Over machshava, you just think to do it. You don't really have to speak it out, just the machshava it's chal. Kach truma smaiser, same thing after maiser rishon. The next tenth of truma smaiser, the same halacha. They tell us beyond a general account. You have to count exactly 1/10. Over machshava, and just with your thought without speaking out, also you can make it. Ukeshem sheyeshba reshusta balabayis. Literally, truma gedola, the same way the first Yisrael, when he grows the fruits, when he takes off, he has the right to take off truma gedola. Kach yesh lo rishus la balabayis, literally truma smaiser. He also holds that the balabos has a right, after he takes off maiserishon, right away to take off truma smaiser. That's what we're saying right now. That if he had the exact amount, how much was there, so the first balabos, when he took off the maiserishon, right away we say he also took off the trumas maiser. Therefore you're allowed to eat it, we're not afraid, like the trumas maiser is still there. Alright, we'll stop here. You hold that Lamar Aleph from Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Hameniach peiros liyos mafrish alehen trumas umaisros." If a person leaves over peiros, leaves over some fruit in his house, that he thinks wherever he's going to go, if he gets new fruit there, he'll have to take off trumas umaisros. So by the new fruits, he doesn't want to have to take off from the new fruits. So he knows he always has some fruits in his house. Like he knows he always has two or three oranges left in his house, that fruit he leaves over, that in case he buys new fruits, he'll make the old fruits into the trumas umaisros. So that's called hameniach peiros, he'll leave over fruit in your house. Liyos mafrish aleihen truma umaisros, that you should have these fruits left over in order to be able to use them for truma and other peiros. Or else he has money. That liyos mafrish aleihen maisa sheni. And those also, wherever he goes, he may have maisa sheni. So he wants to be paid that maisa sheni onto the money he has in his house. So the locher is, mafrish aleihen becheske shen kayomin. You have a right, wherever you are, to take off the maisa sheni and rely on the money that you have in your house. And you don't have to be afraid, maybe the money got lost, maybe the money is not there. Since you put the money away there, like this, that's the mishnah all before, there's such thing as the ches koson. When you left, the money was there. When you left, the peiros were there. Since the fruit was there, when you left, where you are now, you have a right to say, they're still there. And therefore, when you want to eat the new fruit now, you could say that the truma semaisis is the peiros that you have in your house. Even though lechatchila, you're always supposed to take off truma semaisis min hamuk if we had. That means always from the fruits one next to another. You're not supposed to do like this. Like, say, the fruits you have here now, you'll take off the truma that you have in your house. L'chatchila, you're not supposed to do that. So Tosfos speaks out that we're talking about the arve shabbosis v'yom tovim ari. The shor rishlo min amukav. Then in a case where it's erev Shabbos now, erev Yom Tov, you don't have that much time to play around to take off the truma semaisros, therefore you have a right to do something like this. That even though the other fruits are not in front of you right now, but as long as you know you have fruits set aside in your house, you're allowed to say those fruits should be truma on these fruits here, so you'll be able to eat these fruits on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And you don't have to be afraid, maybe the fruits at home got lost. As a cheska, a cheskoson, you left, it was still there, most probably it's still there now. But what's going to be, Yemovdu? Let's say when you go back home, and you check out to see those fruits that you left over, or the money you left over and you don't find them, they got lost. So now the question is, how long ago did they get lost? Like, you could only take off truma if they're there. Now that they're lost, the truma you made was no good. So Allah, the Mishnah says, is, Harei zeh choshesh me'eis li'eis. Dibur Rabbi Eliezer. If less old, for the last 24 hours, you have to be afraid maybe it was lost. So therefore, in the last 24 hours, if you set aside this to be truma for those other peiros, now those other peiros are not allowed to eat anymore. You have to be afraid within the last 24 hours that it was already lost. So any fruits that you wanted to fix up with these fruits, So those fruits are not fixed up now. It's still tevel. You did not take off the truma yet. But you only have to worry for 24-hour period. From before that, we say no. That most probably was still there. After that, you don't find it now. It got lost, true, but only in the last day did it get lost. From before that, you have a right to say that it was still there. Now there's a new halacha. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bishloisha prokim, three times a year, boidikin eshayayin. You have to check out your wine. If you have wine, also set aside in your house that you want to use this wine to make it into truma. So you have to make sure the wine is still okay, it didn't become sour, it didn't become vinegar yet. So there are three times of the year that it's possible to change over to become sour, that you have to check it out then. Bikidum shel Maitsoi Yachag, when the strong east wind comes, right after Maitsoi the Chag Asukis. So right then you have to check out your wine. Ubhoitsoi is a smodar, when the grapes first start to blossom. Rashi says, Kitoim Perach, when the flower falls off, the yanov of nirim, then you see the little buds of the grapes. The yeshko kisidron, when you first start seeing the blossoming of the grapes itself, at that time you have to check out the wine you have in your house. Or vishas kenisas mayim baboiser. Also the time when the grapes start to get aleichus, when it starts to come a little bit wet inside the grape on the tree, at that time also you have to check out the wine. This is the time that it's possible for the wine in your house to become sour. So therefore, if you're leaving over wine, that you want to make sure like it's still good wine, you could use it to be mafra truma, has these three times of the year, you have to check it over. Now the Gemara says, "My meyes leyes." What does it mean the last 24 hours we have to be afraid? What do we have to be afraid about? So Rabbi Yechanan says, "Meyes leyes shel v'dika." Like we just learned, it means the time you checked it out now, today in the morning, you looked and you see it wasn't there. So for the last 24 hours, exactly 24 hours before this checking, we have to be afraid maybe it was lost from then. And therefore any truma that you set aside within the last 24 hours is not chal, it's no good, you have to do it over again. But you only have to be afraid the last 24 hours from something that was done before 24 hours, it's still kosher. Then you still have a right to say that Paris were there, and they only got lost within the last 24 hours. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says. Rabbi Loza ben Antignesoim, he says no. Rabbi Loza ben Antignesoim, Mishum Rabbi Loza Rabbi Yanai, the name of Rabbi Loza of Rabbi Yanai, that it means like this. May ace